True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, and we made it, B.
Yeah.
We have made it. I love college football with my whole heart, my whole soul. But there is nothing like knowing it's week one of the NFL.
Yeah, week one, it gets a little...
We made it, B.
Yeah, yeah.
I
love it.
Freaking made it.
We made it, and it's time to rock, and we have a game tonight. You and I are going to be over at TAP, checking it out with some folks. And,
yeah, man, come through.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Eagles, Cowboys tonight. That spread keeps going up. I think it's up to 8.5 at this point. I got... good advice from a buddy of mine that's quite a gambler. Said the best you can hope for in this game is Dallas scores first and then live bet the Eagles. Like, because it's hard to think in a game like this, Philly's not just going to have an incredible emotional response and kind of come out gunslinging.
But when I asked Switchcom the other day, I am a little, because like those type of games, when you have those damn
sure.
ceremony, ring ceremonies, the home team normally does some weird stuff, man.
Yeah, there was a streak there where the home team in these rings, because they only started doing the ring ceremony like the Thursday night Super Bowl winner. That's only happened probably for the last like 10-ish, 15 years. Like, I remember when the Ravens.
That's a long damn time.
That's true. I remember when the Ravens won their Super Bowl. They got hosed because the Ravens won their last Super Bowl, I should say. They got hosed because the Orioles wouldn't move a game time for them to have the Thursday night opener. So they had to open on the road in Denver. And that's when Peyton had the Broncos offense flying. They got smoked.
Like, my whole thing is, why does the ring ceremony have to be on the night of a damn game?
Now, I don't think they're doing the rings. It's just the banner.
Like, I understand all that, but still, just listen. Get the rings whenever. We got ours like in off season. We had a picnic at old Redskin Park over there by with the Hilton. And I saw Russ Grimm's son fall off the top of the little pad on the goalpost twice. He was about 4 and the kid never cried, so I said, that dude is crazy. And he grew up to be crazy. But we enjoyed ourselves, and then when the season started, we played football.
Right.
You know? So I think all that stuff like that is for the NFL and everybody else. The players could give a damn about that.
Well, I don't know if you heard or agree with this, but Nick Sirianni said the Eagles won't be out on the field for the banner. He's like, we're going to stay in the locker room. He's like, that was last year. We're on to this year.
That's the mindset to have.
Well, what was really interesting is Dan Quinn got asked yesterday about building an identity and, like, what does last year mean? And he said, he's like, last year's over. We're trying to move forward mm-hmm. from that. And I got asked about it. If you think they're looking in the rear view, I know how athletes are wired. Like, at this point, if they're looking back at the successes, you're doing yourself a disservice. Because mm-hmm. if you're looking back, let's be real, B, as awesome as last year was, they go 12-5, go to the NFC title game. I mean, there was so much good, right?
Yeah.
If you're really looking back, the last time this team was on the field, they gave up a 50 spot in the NFC title game. Like, that was your last time on a football field. Yeah, I imagine that drives them freaking crazy.
I understand what the coaches are saying, but you can also learn from the successes and the failures of the past. And players do that. But there's not a player in this world, unless that one just popped up today, that sits there and only thinks about last time and not worry about what's coming next. You know what I mean? And I understand that aspect of it. But, you know, what happens is once the season is over, you go through everything that happened. And you figure out what worked and what didn't. And like you hear players say how they changed their plan or their routine as they went forward. You get rid of the stuff that don't work. You get rid of the excess stuff, and you begin to add stuff that only is going to be benefiting you as you move towards the goal you want to get to. You know, like Jaden, you watch him. I'm sure the stuff that worked for him last year, he will continue doing. I'm sure it's something that he felt like, it didn't really benefit me, and he probably tossed it. And once you toss something, don't go back looking for it. You know?
Totally. I remember being in the locker room after the NFC title game and talking to a bunch of players. And I specifically remember Terry, Revo, and Wiley saying, you know, we got our ass kicked. That hurts. But what's even tougher is knowing this group will never be together again.
Yeah.
And that's what players recognize.
Yeah.
As much as Jaden's back and Bobby's back and Luvu's back and Terry's back and Ertz is back and Quan is back, like there's a lot of people back.
A lot of people gone.
But for a team, for a locker room, it's entirely different.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people gone. And they knew that what they had last year existed in the bubble of last year, and it is changed. Yep. It is different. Now, do they have a ton of continuity, particularly on the coaching side, all of that? Hell yeah. And that could be a very, very big deal and a very, very big positive. But it does not guarantee that it's all going to work out.
Totally.
You know? There's nothing guaranteed.
You got to put the work in, man. You know, you can't assume anything. You have to put the work in. And I think a lot of times people don't understand how much work players put into this stuff. You know, they see the game and they see a result and they judge everything based off of that. But, hell, the team that lose by 20, they worked their ass off that week. They probably didn't do it efficiently or they didn't get the right things working, but they worked. And a team that normally wins by 20, that's a team that went out there and everything worked in sequence. And just like when they start off their practice with that little drill, remember that? You say, B,
bags.
Are they going to keep doing that? I say, hey, if the coaching staff keep it and they keep presenting it, and then the veteran players or the leaders of the team
buy in,
understand what it is, everybody's going to buy in. And you watch guys who jump in here for the first practice, they get right into it and they know what the hell that's going on, because that is something that they see as a sense of pride for them.
Totally. One thing I was telling you I was interested in yesterday was seeing the first injury report. Mm-hmm. We've now gotten the first injury report. Let's run through it, because I think a lot of it is largely pretty irrelevant, but there are a couple things I want to zero in on. We do have a packed show coming up today. I'm really excited. Boomer Esiason is going to join us in about 20 minutes. NFL preview going around the league with Boomer. 11:30, Maryland football coach Mike Loxley is going to join us. Terps have a big game tomorrow night. They got a freshman quarterback that looks like the real deal. Excited to talk to Coach Lox. 1 o'clock, the voice of the New York Giants, Bob Papa, will join us. And then at 1:30, our boy Peter Rosenberg on the show from New York City. So we'll get plenty on what the Giants are expecting, what the Giants will be rolling out. Are they actually a different team with Russ Wilson at the helm?
We will see.
Injury report from yesterday. Things are real now. Like, I could feel the difference talking with players yesterday. Things have changed. This is real football time. Zach Ertz, DNP, veteran rest day. I'd have to go back and check, but I think Ertz at one point this offseason told me, I don't know that he practiced a single Wednesday last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz getting a Wednesday off is entirely normal. So I would, for those that are concerned, in one of my fantasy leagues, Zach Ertz is my starting tight end, and I'm not stressing it. So if I feel good, I wouldn't have any concern. Do you agree with me there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Marcus Mariota, with that Achilles tendonitis, was a full participant in practice. Any concerns about Mariota?
Nope.
Matt Gay, kicker, was on the injury report. I guess he was sick. He was a full participant in practice. I don't think they kicked live yesterday, so it's pretty easy for a kicker to be a full participant in practice.
Yeah.
You got to just stretch and hang out.
Play hack and sack.
Right. The three things that I think have some relevance, because this is the first time we're getting to see an injury report.
Mm-hmm.
Corner, Jonathan Jones, hamstring limited in practice.
Yeah.
He's their fifth corner. You need all five of them. Speed guy. Don't love to see a hammy. 3 out of 10?
Yeah, I'll put it by that. 3.5.
Jones, we didn't see a ton of during camp and preseason. Like, it seemed mm-hmm. like they were kind of watching things. Now it makes more sense. Now we kind of know what's up. Dorrance Armstrong, a guy that I thought had a really good camp, showed up on the injury report limited with a knee. Level of concern there.
It's Wednesday. I'm not concerned right now.
I'm not concerned about him missing the game.
No. I'm not. I mean, to be honest with you, Jay, they've had 4 weeks of training camp. Everybody can have something. You know, the great Bill Belichick.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll tell you, everybody was on the injury report. And guess what the league never did? They never fined him for it. Because you know why? Once you go through it, everybody hurt.
Well, no, he started putting everybody on because at first he didn't, and then they fined him.
Yeah, but
then he's like,
but I'm saying,
bleep it, everybody's hurt.
But when he didn't put people on, he got fined because he was hiding something. But if he says everybody hurt, you can't say everybody. You can't tell a guy and somebody's not hurt because everybody that played football hurt somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Noah Brown in the locker room yesterday. He seems pretty locked in, ready to go. He also showed up on the injury report with a knee.
He's had that since we saw him in
I think it was minicamp or OTAs when he hurt it.
Yeah.
I believe that's all the same injury with Noah. I believe he will be out on the field. Of the concern levels here, Noah and Jones are at the highest for me. That none of this is very high. You said 3.5 sounds about right to me. The issue with Noah Brown is you'd really like him to be a major contributor for this team throughout the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But staying healthy throughout a season has been hard for him. So that's what, like, you can never get a player to 110%. They can either play or they can't, but you'd like Noah Brown to be able to go all year for you. I got to talk to Commanders wide receivers coach Bobby Engram yesterday, and he talked just about all the things Noah does beyond
blocks.
Yeah,
he's people the hell up,
dude. He forces every corner, every safety to commit to every route.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that, like, people are like, oh, he's so good at drawing pass interference. not drawing it. It's not like watching SGA play basketball where he's able to bait people into fouls because of his ball handling. There's no baiting. He just plays so physical and is so committed to running his routes and obtaining the space he's allowed to get that often defenders aren't used to that level of commitment from a receiver. A lot of receivers will round stuff at the top of route trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes from. It's not like to act like it's like, oh, he's tricking guys is inaccurate. It's totally. That he's so damn physical that it forces the issue. Mm-hmm. So you'd love to see Noah Brown there. But by and large, going into week one, not too concerned about the injury.
Yeah, they're relatively healthy. And let's be real. We've heard injuries about certain people in the Giants. They didn't show up on the injury report. Does it mean they're 100% healthy? Not very seriously.
I think, going into this, one of the biggest questions is Terry McLaurin's health. You know, where's his wind? Where's his ability to play a full game? Terry spoke yesterday at length, as Terry does. He's always very thoughtful and gives good answers. I think Terry's like, I feel great. He said that over and over again, right? I feel great. So then you wonder, okay, is there a pitch count? He's like, listen, man, these guys do a great job of monitoring us. I think I'll be in contact with AP. I'll be in contact with DQ. I'll be in contact with the training staff, Al Bellamy, whoever it is. I don't particularly see a significant pitch count coming Terry's way. Now, maybe, you know, if the offense is on the field a ton, he needs a little bit of rest.
But the thing,
I
asked this question, okay, and I don't know who's overly concerned about that. You think just because he wasn't practicing with the team, he wasn't running, he wasn't practicing, he wasn't working out?
I do not think
okay?
that.
Okay, and I know he – like, I not said myself, you got to go through football stuff to get ready for football stuff. And Terry was – the trainers were taking him through workouts when he was had that supposed ankle injury or whatever,
sure.
whatever it was. But I asked a question. If you're asking about Terry, shouldn't you be asking about the whole damn team? When the hell did they really play?
Dude, that was – I had this conversation in the locker room yesterday. You had the Bengals game – which maybe the starters played a quarter, and maybe the contributors played a half, right? But, B, outside of that, just try to think of padded practices. You had the Patriots joint. You had the Brotherhood Bowl.
Yeah.
That's two where they went relatively hard without tackling people to the ground.
Yeah.
So they went relatively hard without really playing football.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there were maybe four – like pads are on, we're kind of going here practices,
and then some of those worth very rather quickly.
Dude.
I mean, remember why did we blink our eyes and they were done?
These guys have a very thorough plan for both conditioning, preparation, all of it, customized to players specifically. This was not the most rigorous training camp, and keep in mind for. All the concerns about like who played when in the preseason game that some of these dudes played in will be
3 weeks prior to when they play.
Yeah, it was the 18th.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure that's going to make much of a difference come Sunday.
I just think, like, back in the day, and I'm going to explain to people, before I got into the league, guys did not train in the offseason because training camp was about 7. So you had 2 months to get ready for the football season. When I got into the league, our training camp was anywhere from like 4 to 5 weeks, somewhere around that. But guys would come into training camp already in shape, per se. Today, they're around all the time. They work out all off season. When they come into the training camp, most guys are already in shape. Okay? And now they try to build this thing up to football shape and build it up to be able to play 4 quarters of football. So it's different than what it was, but I think the covering of it is based off of the past. Because right now when you look at this, you know, guys don't come here 20, 30 pounds overweight, 40 pounds overweight.
No.
They used to do that back in the day. Talk to Doc about when guys would come in. Guys came in and you go, damn, he got a whole inner tube around his waist. You know what I'm saying? And then by the time the season come, he no longer had that. So it's a different era, man. And I just think that the guys that have always been your workers, they're going to be ready to go, point blank.
Yeah, I think it's entirely different. Like, you could look around the league. There were some teams that took preseason more seriously this year, probably 5 out of 32. So getting to this point in the season, it's easy to be like, oh, man, they didn't take it seriously enough. The whole league doesn't. So yeah. It's going to be.
I just think, like, the wear and tear is going to happen whether you come in shape or not. It may be a little less on you, but there are some of those injuries that happen.
Sure.
No matter if you come in tip-top shape, best shape in the world. The freak accidents that happen, they happen. Ain't nothing you can do about them.
Injuries can get a 23-year-old in week 16, a 32-year-old in week 3. Injuries are injuries.
Right. You're walking down the stairs, it can get you.
Yeah, totally. Ask Dustin Johnson.
How many healthy professional athletes have gotten hurt walking down the stairs?
It's a dangerous game. It may be. Maybe some of these pro athletes should consider moving to a rancher. Then they wouldn't have to deal with stairs. It's one floor living. If you are a pro athlete thinking about moving to a ranch-style home, call John Leahy.
Yep, just like a recent seller who was thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's the thing with John. Whatever is going on in your life that you need to move, it's going to cause stress. But John Leahy and the Fine Living Group have the options and strategies you need to take care of things quickly for the most money possible and with the least amount of stress. They've got buyers waiting to buy. You know how much that helps? They got mortgage people they can set you up with, and they have the local expertise to figure out the best way to market and sell your home. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.